do 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 do. Welcome to Idea Factory Giveaway, a guest guided tour through the junk drawer of one man's brain.
That man in question being me.
It is. Oh my god.
It's true.
Oh my god, this is amazing.
How's it going, Besha?
It's all right. So I'm playing this horrible fashion app. And I'm just going to out myself as doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's so bad. And I can't stop playing it. And to get points in the game, I have done real world things like subscribe to a wine club for a month. One of those wine clubs where they're like, answer these 6 questions about your taste, created by MIT grads.
Oh,
I went to school in Boston. I know MIT grads, and I don't want to drink anything they're selling. And yet, I am doing it right now, and I'm actually really happy with the results. it suits my taste. It's a nice white, nice sweet, low tannin red.
You know what? I mean, there might be something to this to this whole algorithmic thing.
Yeah, it turns out that being a yuppie is really enjoyable sometimes. How are you, John?
I am going to be a dad. And so that's my main thing right now that I'm trying to figure out is...
So...
Yes.
Did anyone make you get a license?
No. That's the thing.
Did you do a quiz?
No, nobody stopped me.
Huh.
We just decided it was time to attempt reproducing, and so we did. And, it's happening, theoretically, at the very beginning of November. I'm hoping for a Halloween baby, personally.
Oh, I think that's optimal, yeah. But I think you should probably, like, if your wife is up for it, she should induce a Halloween.
I'm sure that by then she'll be very sick of being pregnant.
Probably, yes.
So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, that's the main thing that's been happening in my life as of late, which is, yeah.
Which you totally told me about before, and if you hadn't told me about before, I'd been like blowing out the levels on the microphone. With, congratulations! The first branch of the noble house you are founding.
Yes, yes, exactly. The first scion, if you will.
Okay, you haven't introduced me yet, but I can't help myself because I'm so excited about this topic. Okay, so things I cannot wait for John and Mavis's future progeny is the amazing amount of like nerdy onesies,
yep.
Adorable tiny sciency nerdy toys and environments and Legos, and there's gonna be so many fun things that I want to give to John.
Teeny tiny anti-grad
boots. I am going to start collecting them now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You're right. Even if it's like for a 4-year-old, save it up now. Yep. Because if you see it, you will know that it is right.
Ladies and gentlemen, my excellent friend Felicia is back for her second episode. It's so good already.
Fuzzy corgi slippers.
I mean,
you just give those now.
I need
those
now.
That's true. You can give those to John.
Yeah. No, that's
don't even give that to my baby. What are you talking about?
It's true. I mean, like I did put you in charge of organizing the baby shower.
I know. I'm throwing it for you. I cannot wait. And I was serious about this. I really, and I want it to be not just for Mavis, but for John as well. And I really would like to encourage gifts that will help both parents in both child rearing and sanity sake. So, you know, who knows? Who knows what that might be?
I've
got a bottle of Ativan with your name on it. You want my subscription to my wine club? Okay, maybe not Mavis, depending on, you know.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Do. For those of you who are new to this podcast, here's what is happening, which is that I, for the last literal decade, have been writing down every stray idea I've ever had the moment I've had them. And I've been putting them into a spreadsheet, but I've never done anything with them. So it's time to just sort of like throw them out into the world for somebody else to pick up and run with. The way I've chosen to do that is by setting friends of mine down in front of the archive and letting them just kind of root through it and see what's good. So that's what's going on.
What's good?
So I've known you for the entire decade you've probably had this book, and I remember you always having it with you, always, in
always.
A pen, mm-hmm. And I don't even know where this pen came from, because your pants were kind of tight, and you always had a pen, And I don't even know. Some things are always a mystery. But I'm seeing that it's like there's now a spreadsheet.
Well,
you've gotten so technological.
So what it was a notebook that I kept in my back left pocket, right? But like it was a small notebook because it had to fit in my pocket. So every time the notebook got full, I would transfer the ideas that were in it into this spreadsheet.
Okay.
Which is why some of them are very poorly annotated. About a couple of years ago, I decided to switch to Evernote. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot more room for me to be loquacious there, and it's easier to transfer the batches of ideas directly into the spreadsheet from Evernote. But yeah, for a long time it was analog. It was a notebook with a small pen that I would keep in a pocket. Yeah,
yep.
Like I had to buy those special
with his custom pens. Yeah. Sorry. It's just a weird thing. I also remember that, like, your jeans would always have the wear from the book.
Yep.
In them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
Like, even when you stopped carrying the book, your jeans still had the wear from the book. It was pretty magical.
It's true. It's true. Now I just have the phone print.
Yeah, we all do. That's norm.
True. True. All right. What is our first idea?
Okay. So this one is highly relevant to me right now.
Mm.
And I will tell you a tiny story about why.
Hmm.
My husband grew up not in the USA.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
And we were about to go visit my family in Philly. Mm-hmm. And as part of our holiday, we were going to the Jersey Shore.
Okay.
And a question that I received from many people in his family, including him, is that a real place? And are people really like that? Is it a place? And having gone to high school in Jersey, my response was... Oh yes. This is a
shake,
real thing.
Shake,
horror. Oh my gosh, what do I even do? But you have here on your list,
mm-hmm,
is a reality show about the lives of Jersey Shore camera crew, which is like even doubly mind-exploding to me as someone who works in film and someone who's worked in reality TV before.
Yes.
That would be the most fascinating show. Like, that would be more interesting than the actual show. Because the things that these people deal with are so fucking crazy.
Yes. Yeah. I want to say that this idea, yeah, was probably conceived of in particular, I think, with my friends Andy and Sam. Possibly Lou and Nick and Dan were there. But yes, yeah. What are their lives like? Like, the cameramen and the camera crew, yeah, that have to follow these fuckers around. Like,
For months.
Like, I need a second camera crew that just is on the camera, right? A meta camera crew.
But the thing is, like, when you're the camera crew, like, people are having an argument, and
yeah,
you're, like, you're trying to, like, slyly get closer so that
yeah,
you can get the boom mic in the right place, or, like, you know, people are, like, crying and trying to be, like, really sensitive about it, but it's your job to, like, get up in their face, and you're, like, all right, I'm trying to be, like, really cool because I've spent every minute of the day with you, but, like, you're sobbing tears, and this is reality TV show joy, so, like, I'm gonna get blown in your face, sorry, not sorry, but like, so weird.
Well, you know, luckily all of those people were selected for their cluster B personality disorder,
but
so
the,
it's like they're
but
set
the
for this anyway.
People behind the camera
aren't.
Like, most
yeah,
of the people are like...
True. What's are they
like
trained?
Being a therapist with no
super,
training.
Oh, yeah. You have to be like... So oh. I produced a show for the Style Network once, and it was called The Look for Less, and we basically had to recreate this, you know, runway outfit using...
Sure.
Things that we could find at local stores, and often you'd be surprised, we'd get like really crazy close, and you're like, how did we even do this? And it was like for under $250 or something, and like sometimes something would magically be on sale when it wasn't, but you know, that's just the magic of television. To hit that price point. I know, that was the worst
Wait.
thing. You're like, but what if, but like, well, by the time the episode airs, this item will
Wait.
Be on sale, how much would you charge for this item 2 months from now? It was
someone lied
on
television.
Dun dun dun!
You heard it here first, people. You heard it here first.
But the craziest thing about reality TV is how unreal it is. It is not real,
right?
In
right.
so many ways. So the most real thing about reality TV shows are the people trying to make those shows.
Right.
Because they're like really good people. They're usually like super, super chill, really easy to work with, can get into anything because they're literally going to be thrown into the most insane scenarios.
So actually a TV show about a reality TV producer.
It's called Unreal.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah. But it's a drama.
Right.
Like I want actual documentary quality.
And also hilarious.
Like imagine like Best in Show.
Right.
But like about people making really terrible reality TV.
Right.
Yes.
I recently watched both What We Do in the Shadows and Drop Dead Gorgeous, which both involve some really hilarious cameramen.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And where you're like, wait, I'm sorry, the cameraman didn't get bitten by the werewolves? And there's a point in Drop Dead Gorgeous where they interview one of the documentary guys, and he was like, beauty queens barfing everywhere.
It's traumatizing.
I absolutely want to see that in full length. I want to see that weekly for a full season.
Yeah, like it would be like, you know, Jersey Shore would air, and then like after it would be cameramen of the Jersey, you know, like camera crew, Jersey Shore camera crew, you know, like just a half hour afterwards.
Please shaking the whole
please call it cameramen of the Jersey Shore.
Well, camera people, camera persons,
desperate camera people of Beverly Hills.
But yes, I feel like there's a lot of reality show. There's a lot of mileage there. I think.
I'm sold.
I'm just putting this out there.
I think it's a brilliant idea. I honestly am a huge... I really like any idea that helps people understand what I do for a living. So when I say I'm a producer, they're like, what? Like, I literally could be anything. I'm like, okay, so imagine, like living in San Francisco, I'm like, imagine a project manager.
Right.
Or product manager, but like for video, and like my product is a video and I make them
right
every day, but like there's a lot of talking and cat herding and maybe making people feel good about themselves. I was like, I'm basically Liz Lemon. And then that's the amazing thing, because people know Liz Lemon and they're like, oh, you're Liz Lemon. I'm like, yeah, I'm Liz Lemon for a living.
Thanks, but like, God, if so there is a Liz template Lemon, for this now,
how
that
would
people
anyone
understand
know what I do? No one would know. Need more TV shows that help people understand that my career does exist.
Ready.
All right.
Ready.
Okay. Moving on.
Yes.
Okay. So this one I'm actually super on board with.
Okay.
No more throwing phones away. I hold on to my phone for like 3 to 4 years in a way that like no one does.
Mm.
And part of me is like, if it works... Why would you throw your phone? Why would you just be like willy-nilly getting a new phone every year?
I think John's forgotten the notes field for that.
Yep, he's forgotten it.
It says if you want to get rid of a phone, you have to donate it to a place that needs phone. I'm guessing that's not what it says. It got cut off.
You can just click on if you click on it.
I can't click because I'm left-handed, John.
but that's weird. Why? Why is that not?
I don't know.
Do you want me to?
Don't worry.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. Yeah. So basically saying, like, you can't just throw it out. You need to at least give it to someone in need of a phone. So whatever this means, however this helps someone get a phone.
Yes.
There is no throwing away your phone.
Yeah.
Your phone goes to this magical system where...
Somebody else who needs
someone
one
else
it.
In society gets it for low to no cost.
Yes.
I love this idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are definitely carriers who do this.
Well, they'll give you money if you give your old phone back.
Or not only that, but like we'll donate it to Phones for Vets or something like that. But it's not as I feel like it used to be a more common practice. And I'm sure they're just selling them on eBay and then the money is going to the charity, but still.
Yeah, but I mean, no, like I feel like I know people who go through a phone every 5 months. And it's sort of like, you know,
like if someone steals your phone, it like ends up in China. Like, why wouldn't you just give your phone to someone in China when you're done with it? Like, then no one needs to steal it.
Exactly.
All stolen phones. It's like the island of lost toys.
I don't know. I don't know why this happened. But if you find where my phone is on, there's all these stories on the internet of people who've like gone to find my phone and it was like halfway across the world. Like.
Madness. I mean, on one level it makes sense, but another, like, why? But yeah, I picture a world that smooths the path between the person who's like, oh, iPhone 7, great, and they just like talk, you know, like where it's like, and then you know their old and busted iPhone 6, which is perfectly fucking functional, just goes to like, you know, somebody who actually needs a phone.
I definitely have an iPhone 6 sitting under my bed right now. The screen is shattered, but. It works fine.
The one thing I will say, though, at a certain point, if a phone is old enough, it just becomes a hard drive.
Yeah.
And frankly, it's probably less valuable than buying a hard drive of that size. Like, it is just an effective hard drive if you've had a phone for 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. So I do keep my old phones for my pictures and my storage, mm-hmm. to have a hard copy laying around. Mm. But, like, the phone is probably worth, like, $60, and I would rather have it as a way to access those old files and have a backup in case the internet explodes and that all goes away.
And you've already got it, so why bother buying an external hard drive?
But I also use my phone for like 4 years until it's so old it literally only functions as a hard drive, and then no one else should get it anyway.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
Okay, another topic.
Yes.
And I'm moving on to another topic because it smells so good in here right now, and you guys can't smell it, but oh my goodness, it smells delicious. But something you should know about John is one of the first facts I ever knew about him was he loves California burritos. What is a California burrito? It is a burrito that has French fries inside of it, which I'm fundamentally against. I've eaten it. I've tried it. He brought me to this California burrito place. He was the most excited person on the planet. And I was like, man, burritos should never have French fries on it.
We love you, John. And
cool.
You're wrong.
It's cool.
Your opinion is wrong.
Your beef's not with me. It's with the entire city of San Diego.
It has nothing. It's you can do you. But so this question is related to the story, and I'm going to get back to the question, which is, Indian food burritos, Chinese food burritos, this whole theme that's happening a lot of time with food trucks, some restaurants, where they're making burritos with other types of food in them.
Yes.
I'm excited about it. Like, why? I mean, it's on the spreadsheet, but, like, what is there to say? Like,
What is the thing in this? What is the entry?
It just says Indian and Chinese food burritos. Like, that, and it's food. But, like, my answer to this is
great
just
news. Yes. It's
no, that, yeah.
They're everywhere.
I don't see Chinese food burritos, though. Like literally, a tortilla, you get some fried rice, some General Tso's chicken. Like,
oh, I would eat the hell.
Wrap that, roll that up, put it in foil.
I hope there's some bok choy in there, because I would like the my one thing is there's sometimes a lack of vegetables in these like other burritos, which I think all burritos lack vegetables.
The fried rice, the fried rice would contain little diced up carrots. There'd be some peas. The thing is, like, the bok choy has to be very finely diced in order for it to
That's
be
fine,
burrito.
That.
You know, but yeah, why not?
Mission Cantina.
Mission Cantina does this?
Mm-hmm.
Who's Mission Cantina?
I've had Korean burritos.
It's the sister restaurant of Mission Chinese, but it's based in New York. And yeah, that's...
New York gets this, but we don't?
Maybe we do, too.
I'm going to have Chinese food burrito.
Yes. Oh, God. Text me. Let me know how it is.
I will. Okay. But I will say, like, my only thing is, like, Indian food burritos are delicious. Korean food burritos are delicious.
Yes.
I have never also had a Thai food burrito, but, like, I feel like there's potential there, right?
Some basil chicken and, like, cram it full of, pad Thai.
I need pad see you burrito form,
yeah,
I think.
That's already carby. I'm thinking there's a lot of, like, really good, like, you know, kind of gingery flavors in Thai food that I think could translate to burrito form.
Some spicy green beans. Throw that in there.
Yeah. Eggplant. Thai food does a lot of things
about it. I mean, like, my experience with Indian food burritos typically has actually been, like, that... Well, I'm thinking in particular of one food stand at the farmer's market that appears in the parking lot of the DMV in Temescal, where, like, they give you your Indian food wrapped in a thing of naan.
Yeah.
Which is lovely. But, I mean, you know, like, there should be some guys that do a straight up burrito. Like,
no, but there is the naan. There is the, so chapati is like an Indian style bread. Mm. My husband's Indian, there are ones that do like a chapati esque tortilla, where it's basically of the thinness of a tortilla, but more of the Indian flavor and style of cooking. That one is delicious, but it isn't as flavorful as the plain flour tortilla tier one, because then the stuff inside gets all the flavor, and I'm a big fan of that, and that doesn't exist. Curry Up Now does it.
Can I just break in on this? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Mission Chinese, as of 2 years ago, was making a Chinese burrito. Flour tortilla, salt cod fried rice, kung pao pastrami, and... Home fries.
Those are my... Oh, why fries? To you make had me until the fries.
California style.
I'm just saying.
Can you get it non-California style?
The city of San Diego figured out that the California burrito is the optimum form of burrito.
And I can't believe this came back to California burrito. You were magic.
That's all I'm saying. That's all.
They had a limit of 100 burritos per day when they started. Who knows whether that's still in force.
Okay, talking about garlicky things. Do you have... No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, for all of our ideas, we need to enforce scarcity as much as possible.
Yes. Yes, certainly.
Carry on.
Speaking of eating things that will not want to make anyone make out with you, the makeout police. What is this?
I don't know.
It's categorized under dating, and okay. It says nothing. So before you ask me, it literally just says, makeout police, dating. So,
I think they
arrest you for crimes against makeout treatment?
Yes.
I mean, is this for, like, the people in the room that are being so obnoxious, and you're like, oh my god, I know you love each other, please.
You need to stop. You need to stop. There needs to be a... they just came along
and arrested you if you were bad at it.
That too.
I like that better.
That could be part of it. Their mandate for enforcement could be multi-pronged. You know, one of them obviously being execution of makeouts.
They're
the
protecting
other being
and serving.
Inappropriate makeouts.
Yes.
You know.
Unwelcome kisses, excessive, as my friend
makeout.
Puts it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the excessive one is the thing, though.
Yeah, I mean, that in my mind, that's the only real case.
I think if you want to have a little PDA, you want to show a little love, like, you should do it.
Yeah,
but like, don't make it weird.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like you're not soldiers going off to war. Like,
you're going to see each other in 10 minutes. We get back from the bathroom. Like, yeah. Stop it.
Exactly. I imagine somebody with a little ticket book writing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit, what did you say right before soldiers going off to war? Don't make it... made it weird.
Oh, yeah.
Violation.
It's 10:47 p.m.
Just fucking made it weird.
Corner of 23rd and Mission. Made it weird.
And in San Francisco, you have to do something.
Could not really then.
Make it weird.
Especially on that corner.
There are definitely days when enforcement is waived, right? I mean, like, you can't... The makeout police... You can't send them to the Folsom Street Fair, right?
No,
like
those, of course. Yeah. Right? There's local standards.
There's local amnesties.
But there's also, like, I mean, beta breakers. Like, the makeout police have no place. Like, people are naked. Like, it's fine.
There's nothing to be done.
Yeah.
There's nothing to be done. Yeah. Well, no, you know what? Honestly, I think that there's something to be done a sufficient distance from beta breakers, right? Like the immediate, like, two block sort of, like, area around beta breakers.
Right.
But I think like, once you get past that, the makeout police maybe have some jurisdiction.
I don't know. I think you're being polite if you're just, like, going off to the side and making out in the park instead.
I'm really more concerned about the peeing on people's doorsteps police during beta breakers. Yeah.
I mean, that's the actual cops. Yeah. That's their actual job.
I've never seen them enforce
it. No. Peeing in public is actually... You might be registered as a sex offender. So during these huge San Francisco events where everybody gets really, really drunk and there's maybe one bathroom for every 400 people, because that's just how these things go, you could actually get in really serious, scary trouble if you pee in a random place and get caught. Huh. So don't do that.
It's definitely a who's trying to enforce it situation. So, but if there are a bunch of little kids there...
If a little kid can't
do that, no.
As
an adult, pick your battles, pick your venue.
All I'm saying is, it's never a good idea to pee in public because you might get registered as a sex offender. So just don't do it.
Don't.
Sounds awful.
Don't.
Okay. So
we have time for one more.
Okay. RV party.
Okay.
It just says party.
Okay.
Is it a party in an RV? It's a party of RVs.
So I've been in an RV karaoke, which is really, really fun.
Oh, it's great.
And it's just like a RV that has karaoke, and it's a party karaoke RV.
Yeah.
And it has, like, a sort of theme. But what I'm imagining is that you go camping, and every RV has its own theme.
Ooh.
And you bring it to a campsite.
Ooh.
And so, like, it has a little bit of, like, a Burning Man thing, but separate from that, it's like camping. So you should do it, like, in the deep woods, like,
yes,
not in the desert.
Yes.
Like, there should be a lake where you can, like, hop in and go floating. Mm-hmm. Like, this is, like... But I do like the idea of bringing, like, a theme camp to an RV where you show up with your RV and your RV provides a service or, like, some sort of theme and you can hop from our...
Or you hand out silly hats.
Yeah.
Something from your RV.
Or something like the Lost Horizon Night Market, but mm-hmm. for parties. So, like, everybody, instead of an RV, everybody just brings a box truck. But instead of, like, an artistic experience in the back, it's just a straight-up theme party. And... I mean, like
you're speechless.
Yeah,
I don't even know. Where
I want to. I want to see that now.
Joy, I've never seen that before.
I mean, like
being speechless. I mean, also an RV party or a box truck party.
Yeah.
I have participated in Lost Horizon Night Market, and that was not fun because there was so much work involved.
Right. Yeah. Because I mean, like you're doing like an art thing, you know?
Right.
But like, well, this is just like a
one piece of a much bigger puzzle, and
right.
you're like, okay,
yeah.
you show up with an RV. There's a limited amount of space in RV. You also have to live in said RV.
Right.
So really, like, there's not much room to work with. But like, give it something, theme it, make it. And, like, maybe it does have an overarching theme. Like, maybe there is some sort of sci-fi theme to the thing. And it's, like, sci-fi theme your RV in some fun way. I mean, it could be cool. Like, a 1920s RV party would be so fun. I mean, like, there's so many things you can do.
I like it.
Days.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's no reason not to hybridize it, too. Like, maybe half of it is RVs and half of it is box trucks. As long as you provide a party experience... And it's good. And it's... Fuck. That's a great... I mean... I am sure that was not the idea that I had.
Ah.
So I feel like Felicia has immediately improved upon it.
I don't know.
Good work.
I like camping. I like theme parties and costumes.
Yeah. It's a
great...
Yeah.
A lot
small
of
living
here.
Spaces.
Yes.
I mean, that's... I used to think I was a tiny hog person. Not so much.
Yeah. No, neither am I. But RVs are just, they're just so compact,
cute.
And they're limited time.
Yeah.
You don't
yes.
do it all the time.
No, it's
you
true.
You keep all your crap somewhere else.
It's true. No, I love it. Excellent. That was great.
Excellent.
It is now time for one of us to give a terrible recommendation or perhaps showcase an idea from our guest. Do you have anything?
I've had so many ideas, John. Like, you really want more ideas from me?
Yeah,
I would love to hear from you guys because I feel like I'm dominating the show. Put you on the spot. Pressure.
My terrible recommendation is sign up for a wine club just so you can get points in your fashion game.
My terrible recommendation is the Salesforce Tower that is currently being built in uh-huh. downtown San Francisco has these construction cranes next to it that make it look like one of those wacky waving arm inflatable tube men.
Ooh.
I think that somebody should design a skyscraper that deliberately does that, where it's like where it's just got these two metal arms and there's this goofy ass face at the top that's just
isn't
incorporated
there that
forever.
Building Dubai that like spins a little bit if you just put some arms on it. That's
well,
kind
yeah,
of like that.
No, but I
are
arms either, like, two,
inhabitable?
Just no. In my mind, these are just two big aluminum arms, and
two
then
loops.
Like a metal sheet with like holes cut into it in the shape of a goofy smiling face, and that's just there. That's just on top of the building forever, and it is part of the skyline.
I bet we could get Arlen to do this. Arlen would be down. Arlen would attach this to an existing building in the dead of night. I probably shouldn't have said that on record.
But yeah, that's my terrible information.
Record.
I want somebody to do that.
Sold.
Excellent. Right. Excellent. Well, I think that'll do for this episode. I can be found on Twitter and Instagram as Ferocious J, the word ferocious, the letter J. Subscribe to my newsletter at tinyletter.com/ferociousj, and I will put something amazing in your inbox every week.
I haven't gotten anything amazing in my inbox yet.
You will.
All right. You can find me on Twitter as Besha, that's Besha, or on Goodreads if you'd rather read a book review.
And you can find me on all the internets at RealFeed, RealFeed. Yes, that is 4 E's.
Excellent.
I don't know why people get confused about that.
You know, I think people are because there are so many homonyms. It's just just how that works.
It's easier than spelling Felicia.
I'm going to do the spiel.
Oh, okay.
Can I do it?
Oh, do the spiel, do the spiel.
This podcast is available pretty much anywhere you listen to them. iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. Whatever platform you're using, consider leaving us a nice review or rating, or whatever it is that platform uses, as it helps more people discover us and increases the chance of one of these goddamn stupid ideas...
amazing ideas
being actually picked up by somebody out there. I'm just concerned that the more dangerous ideas are more likely to be picked up. And I'm actually looking forward to that as long as you send pictures. Maybe. Someday. Wouldn't that be something? Thanks. And remember, if you've heard an idea you like, go ahead and do it. Just remember.
I want credit.
And I want a cut.
Do-do. Do-do. Do-do.